Dan Bernstein for my friends at Aloha Restoration. The weather in Chicago is warming up, but the rain is coming, the floods are coming, the mold and mildew and water stains. You don't want that, especially if you live near the Fox or Des Plaines River. Rely on Aloha to fix and prevent flood damage. You know who to call when disaster strikes. Aloha Restoration to get your bone dry in no time. Aloha is the proud winner of the Better Business Bureau's 2018 Torch Award for Marketplace Ethics. You know your home's in good hands. Aloha Restoration, 847-865-5664, 847-865-5664.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score, our radio.com sports station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard.
This hour is brought to you by Arlington International Racecourse.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show.
My job is to prepare the child for the road, not the road for the child. And these guys are men, so I'm trying to prepare them for the road. And that's my job. That's what I've been asked to do.
Middays on The Score.
Boy, that's Jim Boylan, the Bulls guy. He's their guy. So he's going to be in charge of a brand new draft pick, a new child for the road, wherever they're going.
I'd like a new road, please.
At some point, Doug Collins is going to make sure that he understands that three is more than two. That three is more.
Promise that?
Than two. So Michael Reinsdorf, the owner of the Bulls, was on The Score yesterday with Mully and Haw. So hear from him first. And he's asked flat out, like, why this commitment? Why are you so sure? Why do you like Jim Boylan so much?
I don't think anything changed. I think we knew towards the end of the season that Jim was the right person for us. We had enough experience with him. And so it was just a matter of getting the contract done. But I'm happy with Jim. I feel like he puts 100% effort behind the coaching. I think he is worked his way up to the role that he's playing right now as coach of the Chicago Bulls. He's had almost every job there is in coaching, whether it's through college or the NBA. So he cares a lot, and he's got a plan, and he also recognizes that he doesn't always have all the answers. That's why I really respect the fact that he spends time with other coaches. He last summer, I know he went out and met with Phil Jackson for a couple of days. He's already met with some other NBA coaches this year. Doug Collins, who's in our organization, and I don't know what I always forget what Doug's exact title is, but he's not a coaching consultant, but I referred to him as a coaching consultant, and everyone started reporting on that. But Doug is part of our organization to help the coaching staff and also help the John Paxson and Gar and everyone upstairs. And Doug has been in basketball for since the early 70s, and so he's seen it all. And he spends a lot of time with Jim talking about coaching and looking at different situations that have come up. And Jim has really taken to Doug, and they spend a lot of time together. And when I have a guy like Doug Collins say, hey, this Jim really gets it, and he's the right person, it makes me feel really good, because obviously that's how we feel. That's how John Paxson feels and Gar Forman. But when you have someone like Doug, who's actually coached in the game for a lot of years, that means a lot to me.
Where to start here?
Well, I can tell you this. According to the Bulls' official website, Doug Collins' title is Senior Advisor of Basketball Operations. As to the rest of it, I just he didn't mention a player in there. I mean, we talk about why he liked Boylan as much as he did, and as much as they do, as much as Doug Collins does, as much as the front office does, as much as he does. He didn't mention a player in there. And if you're going to list the positive attributes of Jim Boylan, I would throw in there, whether it matters or whether it doesn't to you, but I would throw in there the fact that at the start of their relationship, of Jim Boylan taking the reins as head coach and Zach LaVine being his guy, they didn't seem to get along so well. But over time and toward the end, according to a lot of people who were close to that team, Joe Cali talked about it a lot, those two came to an understanding. How long that understanding lasts, I don't know. And how meaningful it is, I don't know. But that
fine,
matters.
I won't lead that a
matters, right? That matters to right? me just a
small
little
victory,
bit.
Small victory. You know,
if you're
I'm gonna come off my plan to lead a mutiny for now.
I'm gonna back off.
Oh wow.
I'm gonna back off just
cue
a little
the violins.
Bit. I'm not saying you gotta be all that happy about it, but that wasn't mentioned in the positive attributes.
No, I've got the positive. This is why the commitment to Jim Boylan. I've got it right here.
Uh-huh.
Effort. So he works hard.
Yeah.
He's had a lot of jobs.
Okay.
He cares.
Sure.
He has a plan, but he doesn't have all the answers. So he talks to other coaches, and Doug Collins is there. Those are I'm listing our assets here. As a gird for battle, this is the owner of the team mm-hmm. describing what they saw, why they extended Jim Boylan. He's had a lot of jobs. He knows what he doesn't know. He doesn't have all the answers. So it goes to other coaches around the league to find
out.
You
know what I mean?
To find out how to do things. He has a plan. He cares, and they have Doug Collins. Okay, go get him.
They got Chris Fleming on the Nets staff this past season.
Yes,
big part of the architecture for their offense. You would hope that. If that's where they're trying to go, if that's the offensive style they're trying to run, that's very far away from the throw Lauri Markkanen down on the block and make him do things he's not all that great at doing and exclude the things he is really good at doing in the modern NBA. Hopefully that's a big step in the right direction offensively.
Look, you should be able to say, when you're talking about an NBA coach, say what you want about Tom Thibodeau. But you can say this guy can game plan and execute a defense that properly run will strangle an opponent. You might have to add he's completely crackers.
He strangle his own players on the way there. But
he has no interpersonal skills and might be insane, but he's a great defensive coach. You can talk about Eric Spoelstra. You can talk about other coaches around the league and know what they do well.
You could talk about Frank Vogel if you wanted to.
Sure.
And he just got hired as the wrong head coach of the Lakers. They're going to fire him in two seasons. But you could talk about him that way if you wanted to.
This is the list of assets. Well, he's had a lot of jobs. He talks to other coaches. So he's got to be the guy we have to commit to. He's good at talking to other coaches. And we have Doug Collins here. Don't forget. Just in case. No matter what, we have Doug Collins here because he can make sure the entire organization can get to Jim at some point and say, Jim, three is more than two.
Ah, yes.
Everyone else in the league understands that they're trying to get three while you're trying to get two.
Lots of twos, though. So many twos.
Yes, but you need that's the idea.
Oh, wait, you're also trying to cut possessions down?
You need, fewer possessions fewer threes. See how that works. Do the math there.
It doesn't look good.
No, it doesn't. This is Joel in Forreston, Illinois on the score.
Hello. Hey, I was going to defend the Bulls why they hired this coach. Because when Fred was coaching the young players, he didn't have them playing as hard. What they want to do is lose games, but still they don't want their players to not care. They want them to play hard. They're not really paying them much money.
Wait, whoa. You're saying they want to lose?
Well, that's what they did at the end of the season because they wanted a good draft choice. They couldn't come out and say that,
Extended him, and Michael Reinsdorf yesterday on the score said it was critical that they tried to win.
But they have to say that so the league doesn't find them.
But they extended his contract.
When they extended them, they aren't paying them that much compared to other coaches. So they can always drop them for a better coach. They probably weren't going to get a good coach to take this job because they're in a rebuilding year. So they just need, and if they extend them, then all the players think that they have to listen to them, even though they could dump them any time they want to because they don't have a lot of money invested in.
Why wouldn't the players know that?
Yeah, they kind of have to be a little sneaky with this, just like all bosses are. They say one thing, and then they do another.
I think the players are way more aware and informed than you're giving them credit for. If you know it, they know it.
Yeah.
But when you looked at how Fred was having them coach, Fred wasn't getting in their faces in that.
Do you think players like that?
Well, the young players have to be taught how to play hard and to have a chance to improve. And that's what Doug Collins is probably there for, to get a feel on him and advising him, when Doug Collins probably doesn't even want the job. So
this is preposterous. What NBA team would hire a coach with all of thinking about all of these things? Why wouldn't they just hire a good coach?
Yes.
Well, what good coaches would want to take the Bulls' job right now?
Wouldn't you like to find out?
Yeah, anyone you'd want to pay?
Well, and then as soon as they get some good players and they think a great coach will make a difference, they can always let him go, because they're probably not paying him more than $1 million a year, which is, to us, a lot of money, but for the NBA coaches' standards, it's not a lot of money.
Okay, Joel, thank you very much for the call.
Joel, even if you're right, which you could be on a couple of points, they've done all of that before.
Could have Joel Boylan to call in.
They did that already. You know, they did that. You wrote the column about it on the damn website. They did that with Vinny Del Negro.
Yes.
They hired, done that.
The coach that nobody else in the league would ever possibly hire as a head coach. And then they got a high draft pick and they bought 2 years, and then they eventually realized they needed an actual coach, but they hired a crazy person.
Which brings us to a little bit of the conversation that Michael Reinsdorf had about the front office itself. Mullion Haugh had him on just yesterday, and the question was asked about why faith is had still in Garp and Pax.
I look at the total picture, and I look at the circumstances, and I just believe that they're the right people for this job. You can't control injuries, and I really do believe that if you factor in the Derrick Rose injury, we've built championship caliber teams. They built championship caliber team. That team that was competing with Miami in the beginning of the decade, that we had the best record in the league 2 years in a row. And I'm not saying we would have won championships, but we certainly would have competed. We had the best record in the league 2 years in a row, and we drafted Jimmy Butler. I look at the drafts that we've had, and whether it's drafting, Mertich at 22 and Taj Gibson and, Joakim Noah at 9. And I just think that they've done a really good job. I analyze the draft record and I compare it to what other teams have done. And I've talked to other people. I talked to other GMs in the league, other former GMs. And I asked them what they think. And I haven't found anyone to tell me that they think we're doing it wrong. I know this rebuild is painful, and it's really painful for me. Between the White Sox and Bulls, that's a lot of losses. Last year we lost 60 games to the Bulls, and the White Sox lost 100 games. If anyone thinks that myself or my dad enjoy this, we don't. It's tough. Financially, it probably was worse for us to go through a rebuild. But I do think it's the right thing, and I do look at where we are in this rebuild, and we're basically finished two full years now, and I look at our starting rotation next year, our starting five, and between Porter, Wendell Carter, Markkanen, Zach LaVine, and then Chris and everyone. John's talked about his thoughts on Chris Dunn, but I feel like we have a great opportunity with this year's draft to add another player, and I don't think it's unreasonable to think that we can jump from where we are this year to a much better record. I mean, we only won 9 home games. I mean, that's unheard of, really, in this league. There's not too many teams that only win 9 home games. So typically, even if you're not a great team, you're going to win half of your home games. So if you just win half your home games next year, that's an 11 game jump. So I really think that we're set up, and time's going to tell. I don't claim that next year we're going to be a championship caliber team, but I think you're going to see the next step next year in a big jump. And part of the the fun and excitement of basketball or sports is when you're you know, climbing up that mountain. So obviously we've been at the bottom of that mountain the last couple of years, but I think we're going to be climbing up it pretty nicely.
They haven't even found the mountain yet. Find the mountain.
We're very excited about finding the mountain.
But where to start? I want the record to reflect that Connor McKnight was literally banging his head on the desk while listening to that. So much there. But man, the Derrick Rose injury was what, 8 years ago?
Mm-hmm.
He talked about it at the building a championship caliber team.
Taj's draft was 10 years ago, so 09.
At the beginning of the decade, we're at the end of the decade. The decade is over. And the idea that you can pick and choose through quantum theory your number of alternate universes that fit what you think. Had this not happened, we might have been this. Therefore, these guys are good at their job. Even with Derrick Rose healthy, they weren't getting past LeBron James. We saw it.
It's just truth.
We saw it. Even that, even in your self-selected, hand-picked, alternate reality, you weren't going to win. It was not a championship-caliber team. It was a good team. A really good regular season team. Some really good regular season defensive teams. But my God, man, this idea that, well, I talked to other general managers and they don't say we're doing it wrong. Why would they? What? Hey, you know you're doing it wrong. I am? Yeah, you should do this, this, and this. Oh, thanks. They're competing against you. They're competing against you. Am I doing it right? Yeah.
You got it.
You're on it.
Nailed it.
You're going great.
It's as much of a sign as anything. On April 11th, Stephen Noe put up a poll. Would you rather win the draft lottery or have Garpax gone? 48% said they would rather have Garpax gone than have Zion. That shows how much this fan base is.
48%.
How many respondents?
Over 5,000.
Over 5,000.
And were there just the two choices?
Just the two choices. Win draft lottery or Garpax gone. 48% said basically they'd be willing to sacrifice Zion to have a new front office.
Wow. But it just you're still the reason why is the Derrick Rose injury. I that's not valid. It's just not valid. You've got to give me something better than that.
This from the 773. I like this. It's succinct. Luck is still in their plan.
Even though Paxson said explicitly,
yeah,
luck is not a plan.
It may not be their only plan, but it is still a part of their plan. And sure, luck could be a part of any franchise's story. It can be a part of anybody's, you know, long-term success. You're always going to have luck when it gets into sports, but it can't be part of the plan. The plan has to rule out luck. You have to be unlucky. You have to plan to be unlucky, and then everything else comes for you.
But they haven't even been good at being bad.
No.
They've screwed up the being bad part.
It had to be worse this last year.
And then when
you did, you just had to be worse.
Right, you had to be worse the last couple of years.
I know it was hard to do, to be worse than the Cavaliers, to be worse than the Suns, but you needed to be, and you weren't.
One of the smartest guys that we talk to on this show, Richard Deitch of The Athletic and Fan 590 and Sportsnet, knows everything about sports media. And we've got a lot to discuss. The NBA, what we discussed regarding the ESPN baseball broadcast,
yeah,
and our feelings about that, and some trends that are occurring. Some things going on with gambling and all that. He's coming up. Richard Deitch next on The Score.
For all station contest rules, go to 670thescore.com/rules.
This is John Feinstein with a CBS Sports Minute. The first time then-American University basketball coach Jeff Jones got a look at then-Lehigh freshman C.J. McCollum 10 years ago, he shook his head and said, that is not a Patriot League talent. The Patriot League is better known for academics than athletics, and Jones knew that. McCollum was a fine student at Lehigh, but it was clear he not only wasn't a Patriot League talent, he was an NBA talent. In 2013, the Portland Trailblazers took him with the 10th pick in the draft, the first Lehigh player ever drafted, and now he's become a flat-out star. Sunday, with Damian Lillard's jump shot missing in action, he shot 3 of 17. McCollum scored 37 points and put the Blazers into the Western Conference Finals for the first time since 2000. At 27, he's truly emerged as a star. Clearly, Jones knew what he was talking about. I'm John Feinstein.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, the ghost is back. This house is protected through Progressive, but that doesn't mean it's not haunted. How else would you explain that radiator-like clanking sound? Or the moon-colored light in the hallway that's gone by morning? Maybe he never bundled home and auto, and he's doomed to suffer an eternity without the savings.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
What was that wind-like sound? Oh, right, the wind.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Summer heat is coming soon. You can almost feel it. If your attic joists are visible, you don't have enough insulation, and you will feel it in higher energy bills. The Home Depot can help. Add blow-in insulation yourself in just a few hours, and you could save up to 15% on energy costs and reduce wear and tear on your cooling system. So don't lose your cool this summer. Right now, get a free blow-in machine rental when you buy 10 bags or more of select blow-in insulation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
Hey Google Pixel fans, for a limited time, get both our Sprint Unlimited plan and the all-new Google Pixel 3a included for under $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and a new line of service. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Phone $11.07 per month after $5.56 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Remaining balance due if canceled early. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here,
or here,
or here. One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Combining home and auto with State Farm gets you a whole lot covered for less. But this State Farm radio ad gets you this jam covered for free.
Cover it all, nothing at all. I want my premiums to fall by combining policies for home and auto. Cover it all and have.
For more coverage, visit statefarm.com.
If you're a fan of the NFL, come on over to the Deceptively Fast podcast on radio.com or wherever else you download your podcast. I'm Seth Payne. I'm a retired NFL player. You might know me if you're old and you follow expansion teams. If not, no big deal. We have a good time. And look, I've been hitting the head a bunch of times. But I still know some stuff. Most importantly, I interview people who know stuff. Players, coaches, media, insiders, the whole gamut. Check it out. It's the Deceptively Fast podcast at radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talking baseball with Chris Bryant. What's your next step with, like, talking to a new hitting coach like Posse, like Anthony Iposi? Do you say, hey, here's what I found. Make sure I keep doing this. Is that something that you keep in your own head? Like, what's your dialogue with the new hitting coach like in that regard?
It's definitely something that, I mean, I like to keep a lot of the stuff in my own head because, I mean, Posse is great. I tell him all about that. But sometimes I just kind of... I feel like if everybody has different thoughts about hitting and if you feel one way about your swing and you kind of say it to someone else, maybe they don't perceive it the way you perceive it. And then it kind of just clouds your head even more. So like if I come up with a swing thought that works for me, you know, I'm not going to just go out there and shout it to everybody because I'm like, this works for me right now. I don't want anybody to tell me it doesn't.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Hall. Mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Theo Epstein, the Cubs president. Let's start with Addison Russell.
When you talk about, when you hear him say he's making progress, when you say that he's got work to do, yeah. I think that's general. And I think we naturally are going to wonder, how will you know specifically when he's ready and when he has made progress?
Yeah, well, I mean, some of that is just the nature of the situation, you know, and confidentiality involved. You can't, you know, this is the league-mandated treatment is a completely confidential process. by definition, and that's appropriate and how it should be. So that confidentiality factor is important and immovable, and that's not going to be compromised. That said, I mean, there are certain things that he's already talked about and that have been public that, you know, the first step was him taking accountability and responsibility for what happened, and he did that.
Mullion Hall, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Baseball season is in full swing, and Radio.com Sports has you covered with the best in the business. Introducing Big Time Baseball with veteran play-by-play voice Josh Lewin and MLB insider John Heyman.
You wonder, why don't teams repeat as World Series champions?
Shows you how special those Yankee teams were.
Josh and John will be breaking down the divisions and the latest inside information leading up to the 2019 postseason. Download and subscribe today on Radio.com and the new Radio.com app.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score
and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
It's off to Leonard, defended by Simmons. Is this the dagger?
Ooh, you can hear all four bounces on the effects mic up there. That's awesome. Bottom of the hour is brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Nothing beats playoff hockey. The Chicago Wolves have advanced to the conference finals. Tickets start at $15. Enjoy discounted concessions and free parking courtesy of Kia. Visit ChicagoWolves.com for playoff and ticket information. Richard Deitch is on Twitter, at Richard Deitch. And he is can be found at The Athletic and Fan 590 and Sportsnet. We look forward to having a conversation with him in just a moment, as his line just dropped out as I was introducing him, and that happens in live radio, so we will reestablish contact with him. But he's in Toronto as all of this is going on.
But you saw the scene outside. People were going nuts. It was an entire, you know, kind of, what would you call it, courtyard filled with folk just worshiping the Raptors and getting ready to go. I don't know that I'm ready for the Raptors to win an NBA title because of the Drake Celebration album that would inevitably come out afterward. I don't think I'm ready for it.
Richard Deitch joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new and used vehicles to choose from. So, Richard, what does it feel like in Toronto right now? It's not a historic basketball town, but they certainly seem to be enjoying it from what we can tell at a distance.
God's plan, baby. listen, Let's be honest. This is a hockey town, and will always be a hockey town. And in fact, when the Blue Jays are playing good baseball, it's really a baseball town, too, for sure. And obviously, the Blue Jays are a national team in Canada. But there is something about this Raptors team which has captured the public consciousness, from the fact that they went all in this year, which obviously the DeRozan for Leonard trade was absolutely a one-year play. Maybe the Raptors will get lucky and Kawhi will stay. And I think there's a real chance of that. But it was essentially a one-year play. They made the move at the break to, or before the break, to get Marc Gasol. Again, essentially a one-year play. And then I think most importantly, this is just a really likable team. There's guys from all over the world. They're incredibly professional. And, you know, you guys know this obviously from living in Chicago. There is a difference in the NBA between a star, which, you know, I'd consider, let's say, DeMar DeRozan a star, if you want to call him that, and a superstar or a transcendent player. And that's what Kawhi is. Obviously, that's what Jordan was. And that's what's different, I think, for Raptors fans, is they have had stars before, Vince Carter, Kyle Lowry, DeMar DeRozan, and they've had playoff success before. But at a certain point, it's always ended. And the history of the franchise, essentially sort of the history of playoff heartbreak. And Kawhi Leonard has given the fan base like a chance to dream. And then you couple that with what has to be one of the most incredible, you know, final 4 seconds of an NBA playoff series. Not just the fact that he hit the game winner, but the suspended animation of the ball bouncing 4 times. That's why people are just, they're so into this team. I think they're realistic. Milwaukee has to be the favorite. Would not be surprised at all to see Milwaukee win the series. But for the first time, if you're a Raptors fan, essentially in your life, you, like, have a chance to dream about making the NBA Finals, and that essentially has never happened before.
NBA numbers cooled a bit in the regular season, in large part because of LeBron James being out west and then LeBron James being hurt and LeBron James' team not being all that relevant. Are we seeing it pop back a little bit on the biggest stage with some of the best teams still remaining?
Well, the second round was phenomenal and not surprising. You had Golden State against Houston, which is essentially, you know, a traditional Western Conference final and, you know, two of the more star-laden teams in the league. You had the Sixers going seven games, even though it's the Toronto market. That's a really big market and a very popular, passionate market for the NBA. But I think now we're going to see some declines against last year, and here's why. You have Golden State, which is essentially, you know, as you say in football, your bell cow. People are always going to tune in because they have stars and Steph Curry, Durant, et cetera. There probably is a little bit of fatigue from that team, but still, that's a national team that people tune in from away from the Oakland area. Now going against Portland, and while Portland's a terrific story, great team, great players, Lillard and McCallum, they're a small market, and they're only going to bring, even if the entire city is tuning in, a finite amount of population versus a big market. So that's one issue. The second issue is Toronto-Milwaukee. Milwaukee, incredible story with Giannis. Obviously, you know, maybe the next great player in the league. I mean, he's already there, but maybe the next face of the league. That's the 38th market in the country in terms of population, television rank. That's a very small market for the NBA. And then in terms of viewership, the American audience, Toronto doesn't count. They don't count for TNT. They won't count for ABC in the finals if they make it because they're rated, obviously, by the Canadian networks. And so you inevitably, if you're television, you lose a whole market because of Toronto because they're, again, like I said, they don't count Canada. I also am not sure how much the Raptors and Bucks, let's say, would resonate West Coast. In the same way, I'm not sure how many people are interested in the Trailblazers on the East Coast. Those will be the big things to determine. And then finally, and this is very, very important, and you guys know this as well, there's no LeBron for the first time in a long time. And whether you love LeBron or dislike LeBron, you're transfixed by him. You're interested in him. And people tuned in to see his narrative. And that's not existing in this playoff round. So if I had to guess, I would expect these next two rounds to be down versus 2018.
Talking to Richard Deitch here on the Bernstein and McKnight Show. You can follow him on Twitter, at Richard Deitch. He's of The Athletic. And I wonder, you know, part of the conversation we had yesterday, Richard, was about ESPN's baseball broadcast, the Sunday night.
Ugh, why do we have to talk about that monstrosity?
Because it was, okay. Because the Cubs are on it a bunch, you know, over the next couple of weeks and have been so far. And I've really tried. We kind of went in hard. I went in hard on A-Rod yesterday and the broadcast as it was kind of given to you. And I'm trying really really hard to focus on the things about the broadcast that were tough to watch versus the idea of having, like, you know, your local team go to the national broadcast and know that those guys are going to do a bit of a more mediocre or more parochial view of the things about this team. Stuff I already knew is going to be brought up over and over again. How does ESPN feel about that broadcast and the job that they have to do for a nationally known team like that?
Oh, well, they ESPN loves that broadcast. They're like Fox, I hope the word is correct, besotted by A-Rod. They want to center the broadcast around him. We just saw Alex Rodriguez at the Fox up front, and, you know, there obviously is great appeal for networks to
talk.
You know, Trump A-Rod out there, and he's got not only celebrity from baseball, but he's got a bit, you know, he's very, very more famous than him, fiance and Jennifer Lopez. So
he can't put thoughts together, though. He can't speak.
That is not a good broadcast. Let's just sort of be blunt. I don't particularly love Vasgersian as a game caller, and I think the mix of Vasgersian, a broadcast that is centered around the entire thoughts of Alex Rodriguez. I don't mind Mendoza, but and again, I know Dan, this is something you've probably talked about. As I've gotten older, I'm not as, like, sort of hardcore on broadcast conflicts of interest, quite frankly, because, like, you can't escape them. They're just everywhere. John Gruden's calling Jay Gruden's games, right. You know, et cetera, et cetera. But I got to be honest. Like, I watch Rodriguez and Mendoza, and if they call a lot of Yankees games, and they're going to call a lot of Mets games. And I cannot take that broadcast seriously because there's one thing to sort of be friends with people in the league. There's another thing to being paid by a team as an advisor. How on earth can I, as a viewer, expect you to provide me with, forget about objectivity, how can I just sort of trust you are telling me sort of what you know, because you ultimately have a fiduciary responsibility to that team that's paying you. So I have so many issues with that broadcast, from stylistically to sort of the setup now that they have, given the relationships that both those guys have. I probably am not as down on A-Rod as a baseball thinker as you guys might be, but what has what I have realized, and again, this is all subjective commentary. I'm a subset of one. But what I have realized is the reason why Alex Rodriguez I thought was awesome in the studio was that he was playing off one, other people, and two, the entire broadcast was not centered around him. Mm. Like, you got some breaks from his takes. And I feel like the ESPN broadcast is essentially a one-act play starring Alex Rodriguez with cameos by Jessica Mendoza and Matt Bescursion. And so I have to be honest, I have probably subconsciously tended not to watch Sunday Night Baseball because of that crew. I mean, obviously I'm watching Game of Thrones anyway, but sure, if sports was on, I honestly would find myself not watching that broadcast because I just do not particularly enjoy it, regardless of the teams that are on.
It would make more sense to me if the playwright of that one-act play was actually Samuel Beckett, and then I could actually understand why Vladimir and Estragon are saying what they're saying. Well, you're mentioning ESPN. They're now in the gambling broadcasting business full bore with Caesars Entertainment Group announcing that there's going to be a studio on the Strip in a casino. Where does this fit in with Action Network, with VSiN, with the other players?
Can you imagine Max Kellerman and Stephen A. Smith like debating gambling lines? Literally, that's when you go Elvis Presley and shoot the TV and just never come back.
The show ain't no good.
Yeah. So, you know, they're trying to play a very fine line here. They're saying, unlike Fox, they're not going to be in the business of taking bets or in the business of sort of the actual gaming. What they're going to be doing, they're in the business of information, which is sort of what VSiN obviously has hung its hat on, what the Action Network has hung its hat on. They're all doing this, obviously, because there's money to be made. I mean, Caesars Palace probably paid ESPN a nice chunk. I'm sure they're building the studio for them. I fully acknowledge there are millions of people who love to gamble, and certainly young men between the ages of 18 and 35. That is a big demographic with a lot of discretionary income, and they love to gamble. I'm just not convinced, at least at this point, that there is like a big audience to be had by these traditional networks airing gambling shows. And again, a smarter gambler, and I am not one, would sort of be able to either agree with me or disagree with me. But from any sports gambler I've talked to, they've always said that the traditional legacy type networks would be the last place they would want to go for any kind of gambling information. They know where to go to get sort of like the real hardcore stuff, which I imagine VSiN provides and other places provide. So I'm not convinced it's like a mega winner in terms of viewership, but they're all going to do it because there's just a gold rush going on and there's a lot of money to be made.
So, Richard, what of the actual play-by-play that these networks are going to put on? We saw the executive of Sinclair, who has taken over a bunch of RSNs, say that maybe real-time betting information on their broadcasts with the ability to play along as you go.
Yep.
Is that take on like a life of its own? Is that an alternate broadcast booth or something that handles things like that?
I think it would be the way I sort of understand and envision it is you're going to have set-top boxes, or if you're watching on your laptop or phone, essentially think of it as a alternative screen within your device where you can make these bets in real time. Again, Sinclair then would either have to be in the business of betting or they'd have to outsource that as part of their product. But that is where mega money is, because just think about it. If you get a tiny percentage on all these bets being made and you own the rights to the games, I mean, that's a fortune of money potentially. That's why Fox essentially has decided that, you know, through their app, you're going to be able to watch Fox games and bet at the same time. The business of sports gambling obviously is incredibly lucrative. What remains to be seen is how lucrative it is for these networks, and can they make money on it? I will say again, I think if you just put traditional Fox Sports 1 or ESPN personalities and have them discuss sports gambling, that to me is sort of as useless for the gambler as what I often get from First Take or Undisputed. That, again, maybe I'm wrong about that, but that's how I see it.
Lastly and briefly, it's very strange to see the practice rounds for the PGA Championship featuring guys in wool hats and all bundled up, but indeed they are, at blustery Bethpage Black for this moved up PGA coming off of a Tiger Woods Masters Championship. There's probably some crossed fingers that will be looking at a red collared shirt on Sunday, I imagine.
Yeah, by the way, if for championships that are held in Long Island, I feel like everyone should be escorted in a Camaro and have Joey Buttafuoco as a caddy. I feel that would just be an awesome tournament. Yeah, it's like watching the British Open right now. It's a mess. But, again, and this is the big caveat, there's going to be so much momentum from Tiger's Masters win. And we're Tuesday right now, okay? So when this thing starts, I would even say by Friday when people really start paying attention. If Tiger Woods is anywhere near the lead, people are really going to tune in to those weekend rounds because they're going to remember the Masters. They're going to remember that drama. They're going to be so excited. And at least for the networks, unlike the Masters, you know, there's a potential this won't get, you know, the time of the normal time of the leaders will go off in the afternoon, which means potentially mega ratings. If we're sitting at 6:30, Tiger Woods is in the lead or close to the lead for another major. I mean, that's going to be massive interest in television. But you are correct. The visuals right now look like a mess. But just keep in mind that, you know, Woods is coming off a Masters, and there's going to be a lot of casual sports fans who are going to sort of realize, oh, man, this is another major. What's going to happen with Tiger?
Richard, always outstanding stuff. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
That is Richard Deitch of The Athletic, Fan 590 in Toronto, and Sportsnet, brought to you by Lakeside Bank. Technology and banking, everyone talks about it. There are times you need a banker. Lakeside Bank has all the tech the big guys have and personal service. Get your own Lakeside banker. They're always here when you need them. Lakeside Bank, it's about time. I've got a lot of stuff that could be yours. $1,000 with a text keyword. I've got a pair of Cubs tickets to give away. That's for the Cubs and the Phillies at Wrigley Field on Tuesday, May 21st at 6:05 p.m. Don't forget, Joe Madden is coming up at noon, and a very special presentation coming up next. Rick Camp has put this together. It is all of the possibilities and the permutations.
Hell yes.
And some of the reverberations of tonight's draft lottery and what it all could mean. All of that is next on The Score.
You're listening to Chicago's number one sports station. 670 The Score is Chicago Sports. Chicago Sports is The Score.
Are you drowning in debt? Then you need to call Team Hochberg to pay off your debt with a cash-out refinance. During April, Team Hochberg helped listeners access close to $800,000 of their home's equity to pay off credit cards, student loans, car loans, medical bills, collections, IRS tax liens. Since the beginning of the year, Team Hochberg has helped listeners reduce their payments over $55,000 a month, an annualized savings of over $660,000. Stop procrastinating. Call Team Hochberg now to see if your name can be added to the growing list of ecstatic listeners. They've helped pay off debt and reduce their monthly payments with a cash-out refinance. Think of all the things you can do with the money you'd be saving. Pick up the phone. Call Team Hochberg now, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. Team Hochberg has helped thousands of Score listeners, but they can't help if you don't call. 855-56-DAVID or visit 56david.com. Homeside Financial, Equal Housing Lender, Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, MB 676-1019. NMLS 1124061.
And now, an ad from Mom.
Bundle home and auto with Progressive and save on your car insurance. Excuse me, maybe we should add in the word money so they know that they're saving money. I'm just going to add that in there, okay? Yeah, hello? Just nodding at me. Okay, well, he's got enough buttons to push in there.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Summer heat is coming soon. You can almost feel it. If your attic joists are visible, you don't have enough insulation, and you will feel it in higher energy bills. The Home Depot can help. Add blow-in insulation yourself in just a few hours, and you could save up to 15% on energy costs and reduce wear and tear on your cooling system. So don't lose your cool this summer. Right now, get a free blow-in machine rental when you buy 10 bags or more of select blow-in insulation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
What does building a better bank look like? It starts with building Capital One cafes. Warm, inviting places that feel nothing like a typical bank. Where you can open an account with no fees or minimums in 5 minutes. And you'll always find people ready to help you, not sell you. Welcome to Banking Reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Cafes available in select locations. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Do one thing to protect the environment. It all starts with just one thing. May is National Bike Month, and a great time to remember the benefits of biking. In addition to being great exercise, it's also low impact, so it's easy on your joints and muscles. It can also help you sleep better and make you look younger. Additionally, it's a great mode of transportation, being faster than simply walking, while being cheaper and more environmentally friendly than driving a car. It all starts with one thing. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
The Score, Behind the Headlines, a new podcast series from The Score's Julie DeCaro and executive producer Tony Gill. Season 1 reexamines the murder of James Jordan after 20 years of shocking revelations.
You have to understand about where it happened.
The Robeson County Sheriff's Office gets caught up in the federal corruption probe. 22 officers were charged with perjury all the way up to drug trafficking.
The Score, Behind the Headlines, the murder of James Jordan. Download the latest episode now on 670thescore.com or radio.com sports.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Oh, do we have stuff for you?
Lots of stuff.
First, there's this. It's time for your chance to win $1,000 in cash on The Score. This hour's keyword is keep. Text keep to 72881 by the end of the hour. Again, the keyword is keep to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour will win. Please do not text and drive. Message and data rates may apply. Now I need a single-digit number.
5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Nailed it.
Wow. Good.
I'm on the streak again.
Streak is back. Caller 5 to the contest line. 312-591-6700.
Gotta be the contest line.
Wins a pair of tickets to see the Cubs against the Phillies at Wrigley Field on Tuesday, May 21st at 6.05 p.m. And as you hear during some of the 5-second promos during Cubs games, we give away Cubs tickets.
Oh, yeah, we do.
On this show. And you never know when we're going to do it. Now, I should send out some thank yous. Ryan Dempster, he was awesome. Always great to see him. Joe Sheehan, Richard Deitch.
Good
that
chat.
Was a power group today. Mark Grody had the updates. Zawoski Camp, Diaz, and Gurch. Tomorrow, David Cone.
Cool.
Pitcher's got a book out. He will join us. Mike Florio will reset the NFL with some stuff going on. It's been a while since we checked in with him, so right. We look forward to that. Now, Rick Camp, what do we need to know about this particular draft lottery preview piece?
It covers a lot very quickly.
All right.
That's the best way to do it.
I will look forward to hearing this for the first time. Hit it.
Here's everything you need to know about the NBA draft lottery tonight. The Knicks, Suns, and Cavs all have a 14% chance at the number one pick. The Bulls have a 12.5% chance at number one, 24.7% chance at number two, and a 48% chance to stay in the top four. Now for traded picks that are in play tonight, Dallas's pick is 1 through 5 protected, otherwise it goes to Atlanta. And if that pick conveys to Atlanta, then their 2021 pick goes to the Knicks. Memphis's pick is 1 through 8 protected. If it conveys, it goes to Boston. And Sacramento, who only has a 1% chance at the number one pick, will not keep their pick. It goes to Boston unless it's number one, and then it goes to Philly. Now, some storylines to keep an eye on. If the Knicks get the number one pick, do they keep it or would they trade it for Anthony Davis if Kevin Durant signs? For Boston, they could have up to 4 first-round picks if the lottery falls their way. Or Atlanta, if they get the Dallas pick, they'd have 2 top 10 picks. Would they then want to move up depending on where their own pick goes? New Orleans, if they get Zion, can they convince Anthony Davis to stay? We're just using to jumpstart the rebuild. Or Memphis, if they stay in the top 3, they want to keep that pick. Otherwise, they just want it to convey so they don't have to owe that pick down the road to the Celtics. For Dallas, they're able to keep that pick at top 5 to Luka, and Chris Porzingis is able to stay out of club fights. That would be great for them. The Lakers, is the lottery going to give another top 2 pick to the Lakers? If they get it, though, would they keep it? Would that be sweeter than Anthony Davis to LA? Could Zion actually convince Kemba Walker to stay and take all the money? Sure, and Miami just needs someone to sell Zion.
Got it. That's good. Is there an NMLS number at the end of that, I think?
And credit to none other than Mitch Rosen for coming up with the idea for the background music on
Hit
that
it.
One.
That's great.
Nicely done. We are going to say hello to Lawrence Holmes coming up in just a moment. Then he's going to talk to Joe Madden at noon. So it's your place to be. Joe Day, Tuesdays on The Score.
Scores is back with Dan McNeil this week while Parkins is out on vacation Wednesday through Friday, 2 to 6.
Good memories, old friends, and a special relationship between two men that can transcend time and space.
What are you talking about?
It's a heavy fuel crew reunion with McNeil and Boers. Can't miss radio. Wednesday through Friday, 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
The Radio.com app is the best way to hear your favorite radio stations from across the country. The best music, breaking news, podcasts, they all live here. But did you know we have a Radio.com newsletter? Sign up today and get updates on new stations, exclusive content, new app features, product launches, national contests, local shows, and more from Radio.com. Go to Radio.com/newsletter and start getting your updates today. Did you know there are over 1,000 podcasts on Radio.com? Download the app or head to Radio.com to listen to all your favorite national and local podcasts, including your favorite morning shows and radio shows on demand. At the top of the app homepage, click the podcast icon to discover new shows, subscribe, and manage your podcast subscriptions. Go to your app store or Radio.com/download for all your podcast listening. Radio.com.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
Listen to Lawrence Holmes at his new time, weekdays noon to 2 on The Score.
Kyle Hendricks, all right, I'm going to try really hard to not take you back to that place, but I am curious. The season ends, the Rockies move on. How long did it take you personally to get over that?
It took a while. Yeah, it took at least a few weeks. You know, close to almost 3 weeks, I'm sure. Because for those first 3 weeks or a month, you're resting up, you're not doing anything. So when you're just sitting around, that's all you're thinking about. You know, it was a terrible way, you know, to end the season, and we all were in bad moods for sure for a long time. But once you get back into your workout, you start using it as motivation, I think, and it starts to go away from there. And I guess you start to translate it just into a different feeling, just motivated. So yeah, after a few weeks, we got back into our workouts, and I think just really started focusing in on this year.
Lawrence Holmes, noon to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com on Radio.com Sports Station.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jerry.
Oh, hi there. I'm Al.
And we do a podcast like almost every day, but not quite.
It's the Al and Jerry post-game podcast. We really started it to talk about things we didn't get to on the Boomer and Geo show, but now it's really just us talking about robots, rats in New York City, and dumb people in Florida.
And porn sites that do studies and polls.
Yes, studies and polls. You can download and subscribe on Radio.com and the new Radio.com app.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to noon on The Score.
Talking baseball with Chris Bryant. What's your next step with, like, talking to a new hitting coach like Post is, like Anthony Iposi? Do you say, hey, here's what I found. Make sure I keep doing this. Is that something that you keep in your own head? Like, what's your dialogue with the new hitting coach like in that regard?
It's definitely something that, I mean, I like to keep a lot of the stuff in my own head because, I mean, Post is great. I tell him all about that. But sometimes I just kind of, I feel like if everybody has different thoughts about hitting, and if you feel one way about your swing and you kind of say it to someone else, maybe they don't perceive it the way you perceive it. And then it kind of just clouds your head even more. So like if I come up with the swing thought that works for me, you know, I'm not going to just go out there and shout it to everybody because I'm like, this works for me right now. I don't want anybody to tell me it doesn't.
Listen to Bernstein and McKnight 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Hey Google Pixel fans, for a limited time, get both our Sprint Unlimited plan and the all-new Google Pixel 3a included for under $35 per month per line for 5 lines. All you need is approved credit, an 18-month lease, and a new line of service. Visit your local Sprint store, Sprint.com, or call 800-SPRINT-1 today. Phone $11.07 per month after $5.56 per month credit. Apply within 2 bills. Remaining balance due if canceled early. Unlimited basic after 6/30/20. Pay $32 per month per line for 5 lines with autopay. Data deprioritization during congestion. Excludes taxes, surcharges, and roaming. Speed maximums, use rules, and restrictions apply.
Summer heat is coming soon. You can almost feel it. If your attic joists are visible, you don't have enough insulation, and you will feel it in higher energy bills. The Home Depot can help. Add blow-in insulation yourself in just a few hours, and you could save up to 15% on energy costs and reduce wear and tear on your cooling system. So don't lose your cool this summer. Right now, get a free blow-in machine rental when you buy 10 bags or more of select blow-in insulation. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Bulwark.
So it is Bulwark?
Bulwark.
I thought it was Bulwark. I guess I've been saying it wrong.
Yes, you have.
I'll take an L on that one. But it's not Bulwark, so we're both wrong.
Yeah, well, take that as a win.
Lawrence Holmes is going to be talking with Joe Madden in just a bit. Joe and Tony Mantuano were nice enough to send over some food from Madden's Post.
Man.
Good stuff.
Quality slice.
I had a slice of pepperoni. It was delicious. I wanted to leave the pierogies for everyone. You know, I felt culturally obligated to leave one for Jay Zawoski.
Obviously.
So that he can get a pierogi.
By rule.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right.
By rule, mm-hmm. We have to leave
prima
one.
Nocta. That's how that works.
Looks really, really good. So we're going to talk to Joe, the restaurateur, coming up at noon about all sorts of stuff, including pierogies.
We had Ryan Dempster on to start the show.
I saw.
Affable one. And he had a great little piece of advice.
I loved it.
For you, Darvish. I said, it was sort of, I closed with it. I just said, what is the one thing you'd want to tell him? And he said, I dare you to see how many home runs you can give up just throwing your fastball.
Look, I'm with him on that. And I'm not really with Ryan on a lot of things, but I'm with him on that. And it's one of the things I want to talk with Joe about. When you have a guy that has legitimately six pitches.
Yep.
Is it better to pare that person down? And it's even simple stuff. Like even inside, it's okay. Don't throw. If you can't command your two seamer, then throw your four seamer. And let's not worry about the two seamer for today. I had a great conversation with James McCann of the White Sox about this yesterday, as it has to do with Giolito. How if he's, what happens when he doesn't have command of pitches? And he said, then you kind of become a psychologist. Then you're trying to figure out what pitch can he get over the plate consistently. It's like you throw the game plan right out the window at that point. So I don't know what you do with Darvish. Because you know, like, you can see the movement. You can see the ball coming out of his hand. The stuff is there. How do you get to it?
See, the issue for me with that part of the conversation is goes to Darvish is he's been good in the past while people were still saying he has too many pitches, he's got to pare them down. He was an elite starter in Major League Baseball while everyone also said at the same time, boy, he's just got too many pitches. If only he could narrow that thing down, maybe he'd be elite. Maybe he'd
Connor,
be top tier.
I am not saying that he has to eliminate them from his arsenal. I'm saying for his next start.
Right.
Let's figure out what you feel most comfortable throwing, and let's throw it a lot.
But it's, yes, but it's the in game, right? It's what you talked with McCann about. Somebody, and I don't know who that person is, whether it's Borzello or Hotovy or Wilson Contreras or Joe himself, somebody has to find the way to communicate that with him and keep his confidence somewhere.
Yeah, the other issue that you have too is when you're using actual game outcomes of plate appearances to determine some of the stuff, the extra stress that it puts on everybody. I heard Kerry Wood on with McNeil and Parkins on the anniversary of the 20 strikeout game, and he sounded great. One of the things he talked about was understanding how unreliable your bullpen session is for better or for worse.
Yeah.
That your pregame bullpen is often not connected in any way whatsoever to how you're going to feel.
He had
a
terrible one that day.
Yeah, and he said he's had great ones and he's felt fabulous and he gives up seven runs in the first inning. When you're actually dealing with self-created high leverage situations in the first, second, and third innings as your pitch count starts to run up, it's a huge ask of the pitching infrastructure to do this when you're actually in the middle of trying to play a baseball game. You know, it's hard to say, well, you know, let's go back to this. Let's pare down this. Let's build back to this. There's guys on base. This is happening.
Yeah, but as a catcher, you can go out there and you can say, look, man, your four-seamer is really popping. Let's get this guy with this one. Let's bust him inside your four-seamer. Let's not worry about anything else. I'm not even going to put down any fingers. You know what we're throwing. Let's go after this one with that pitch. Try to build the confidence of your pitcher on a particular pitch and see how it goes. But, you know, we don't have the PhDs. Joe does. So that's why I'm looking forward to asking him about it.
You know, not for nothing, but in the 2013 season when Yu Darvish finished second in American League Cy Young voting, you know whose two catchers were?
Wait, so Texas?
2013 Texas Rangers.
Was Jimenez one of them?
No.
Was Pudge Rodriguez still playing?
No, it's AJ Pierzynski and Giovanni Soto.
Yeah! Those are some receivers.
How about them apples?
One guy who can't throw to second or can't get the ball out of his hand, the other guy who can't throw back to the pitcher without falling on his face.
I don't know how much it mattered one way or the other, and I've had my disagreements with AJ, but my God.
Haven't we all?
Guys knew, he knew how to work with pitchers. I mean, he knew how to get something out of guys. And yeah, at some point, it absolutely blew up between him and the other guy, and he had to leave a franchise because of it.
His nickname was Satan.
Yeah.
His nickname in the White Sox clubhouse was Satan.
Well, man found results.